Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Mark and Jamal's romantic weekend will depart in 4 minutes from Platform 6. Your ride comes with a rolling countryside sunset view and a table seat ideal for playing footsie beneath. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.
You did everything right. You ate well, you moved your body. Maybe you even started a GLP-1 medication and finally saw the scale move. And then, out of nowhere, it just stopped. And the worst part isn't that it plateaued. It's the voice in your head that whispers, "What's wrong with me? Why isn't this working when I'm doing everything I'm supposed to?" Here's what today's guest wants you to hear first. Nothing is wrong with you. When progress stalls, it's almost never about willpower. It's about physiology, real, identifiable reasons that are happening inside your body. And once you understand them, you can finally have something you could actually work with. Now, today, my guest is, she is amazing. She actually is the kind of expert women in this situation need. Farah Christian is a board-certified family nurse practitioner and the founder of Maverick Medical Care, a Texas-based health telehealth practice. She works with the women who are navigating hormone-related weight changes and stall progress on GLP-1 medications, women who are doing all the things right and can't understand why their results have plateaued. Her whole approach is about looking deeper at the real underlying reasons. Now, Farah, welcome to the show. I am so excited to have you on the show. And, you know, I understand that this is your very first podcast, so we are honored to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
You know, let's start by lifting, you know, a weight off people's like shoulders, because I think a lot of women are carrying a lot of shame about this. So many people of women that you work with are eating well, they're exercising, generally doing everything that they believe they're supposed to, and the progress still stalls and they blame themselves. So let's say it clearly, when weight loss plateaus, despite of you're doing everything right, what's actually going on?
So there could be a multitude of factors. And what I always suggest to my patients who have stalled is let's check your labs. Even if they've recently had them done at their PCP, I'll take a look at those to see if I can see anything in there that might be contributing to their weight loss stalling. It could be a multitude of things. It could be their thyroid. It could be their iron levels. It could be cortisol levels. It could be gut health. And so we look at all of that. We look at hormones. You know, a big thing with perimenopausal and menopausal women, that's the number one cause is hormones. So we want to make sure that everything is in balance, even your micronutrients. So I look at all of that, and whenever I look at the values, even if they've had them done at their PCP, they may say that they're normal, but I look at it from a functional medicine standpoint, and so I want to see them not only normal, but I want to see them optimal.
Right. Okay.
So a lot of patients that I see, their thyroid is normal on paper, but whenever I check their antibody levels, they end up coming back that they have Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is very, very common in women. And it's an autoimmune disorder that attacks the thyroid. And the most common cause of that is gluten.
Yes.
And so getting to the root cause of that and, you know, maybe even doing some food allergy testing, food sensitivity testing to see what exactly you're reacting to is a good place to start. If you have leaky gut, there's a test that we can do that sees, you know, if you have leaky gut, that can cause inflammation.
Right.
If you have a high stress job, if you're not getting enough sleep, you may be in adrenal fatigue. So there's so many different things, and it's not just a one size fits all.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people are on the GLP-1s and they work for the vast majority of people, but for some people, they just don't.
Yeah.
There's actually a genetic test that we can order that will tell us exactly what medication will work. But we want to do more than just medication. We want to get to the root cause of what's causing the weight gain or the weight loss stall, so that we can figure out how to fix that so that you don't have to necessarily depend on these medications.
I love that. And why is, you know, the just try harder message not the only unhelpful message, but actually completely missing the real story?
Right. I really feel like it's a form of gaslighting, maybe unintentional, but I think a lot of providers just don't really know what else to offer their patients. And so, you know, they just say, well, just try harder. Well, we have a dietitian on staff that will look at the patient's, you know, food diary. And, you know, we even have an app that you can log all of your foods so we can see exactly what's going on. So if you can't, you know, diagnose the problem, you just haven't looked at the right test.
Right. Now, GLP-1 medications are everywhere right now, and a lot of women have experienced exactly what you described, great results and then a wall. Like, in the simplest terms, what do these medications actually do in the body?
So they do several different things. Number one is they signal your pancreas to release more insulin than it usually does. So if you have a large meal, it's going to uptake the glucose and use it for fuel rather than storing it for fat.
Right.
It also just kind of affects your brain chemistry and takes away the food noise, so that you're not constantly preoccupied thinking about what your next meal is going to be.
Right. And why might someone see, you know, real progress and then hit a point where it seems to stop working?
A lot of time, it has to do with the dose that they may be on. They may need a higher dose. Mm-hmm. And in some of my patients, if they've been on Wegovy for a year or so, your body kind of gets used to it.
Yeah.
And so then changing to Zepbound may be the next best step if they can't achieve their goal weight. Now, I don't do that unless I know that they're honestly, you know, watching how much they eat, watching their protein intake. Protein intake is super important.
Yeah.
I even experienced it with myself that I didn't really get off the weight loss plateau until I started cutting the carbs and adding more protein.
Right.
Now, super important.
Yeah, it really is important. And help us understand, like, what's happening, you know, physiologically, you know, so people can actually replace the self-blame with actual understanding.
Right. So your body, it just needs a certain amount of calories. That could be another reason why you're not losing weight. If you're under eating, it actually slows down your resting metabolic rate.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not eating enough, your body thinks it's in starvation mode. So it's going to hang on to extra fat because it thinks you're starving.
Right.
So it's a survival mechanism. So we really have to fuel our bodies with plenty of lean protein, fruits and veggies, less carbs, and also a lot of water.
Right.
Water is super important on GLP-1s. You can take the highest dose of the strongest medication, and if you're not drinking the water, you're not going to see the results.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're chronically dehydrated, you naturally have more cravings.
Yes.
So it's super important to make sure that you're drinking half of your body weight. So if you're 150 pounds, you need 75 ounces of water a day. Non-negotiable.
Right. Makes sense. Now, this is where your deeper approach really shines, because you don't stop at the obvious. You look at things most people, you know, and honestly, a lot of the standard appointments never investigate. Things like hormones, thyroid function, and even, you know, ferritin levels. You know, walk us through some of these hidden factors.
So the number one factor in premenopausal and postmenopausal women would be your hormone levels. Okay. Now, whenever we draw labs on premenopausal women, it's very important to time the labs appropriately so that we get accurate results. So we want to draw labs on days 19, 20, or 21 of the menstrual cycle. Okay. And even if it says that it's normal, you know, we look at what's optimal. Okay. So even though it says, well, it's normal, you're postmenopausal, it's probably still too low. And so that's when we look at replacing the estrogen or the progesterone and even testosterone. They all three work together. It could be adrenal fatigue. If you are in a constant state of fight or flight mode, constant stress, your adrenals may be not functioning well anymore. And so we give supplements to combat that. And also it's a lot of lifestyle too. It's making yourself get enough sleep at night, because right. if you're not sleeping at least 6 hours a night, your cortisol levels are going to go up. And no matter how healthy you eat, no matter how much you exercise, the cortisol is going to prevent you from being able to lose weight. And it also blocks the function of the other hormones. It's called right. the cortisol steal.
Mm.
It all works together.
Yeah. And a lot of people suffer from high cortisol level. And a lot of people don't even realize how high their cortisol level is.
Yes, exactly. And it's important too, because I think there's a misunderstanding with, well, they tested my cortisol and they said it was high. Well, what time did they test it? If they tested in the morning, it's going to be high.
Yeah.
But if they tested in the afternoon, then if it's high, then we have a problem. So I order a functional medicine saliva cortisol test that tests it 5 times a day
mm-hmm.
so that we can see what it's doing throughout the day. And so we know how to best help and support that adrenal gland.
That's great, because I've seen a lot of doctors just check it in the morning and they don't go back like 3 o'clock or, you know, different times to actually compare where that cortisol level is. So I feel like that's really important.
Absolutely. And, you know, gut health is a big thing right now
mm-hmm.
That can cause a lot of weight gain, because a lot of the things that we eat are not good for us. All of the processed foods, our bodies were not made to digest them.
Yes.
And so we get loosening of the tight junctions in our colon. And whenever those tight junctions loosen up, the toxins can cross over into our blood. It's leaky gut syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And that can cause inflammation and weight gain as well. So the first step, honestly, in making sure that your weight is going to stay off is doing a gut test
mm-hmm.
to see if you have some leaky gut issues or if you're missing certain enzymes in your gut. There's so many things that can, you know, throw your gut health off. So if we can repair the gut, we have a much better chance of the hormones and the vitamins taking root and functioning appropriately.
That's great advice. Now, what are the underlying things that, you know, can quietly keep the body stuck? And why is it so important, like, to look at the full picture rather than like one specific number?
Right. So they all work together. Like I said, the adrenal glands,
mm-hmm.
if they're, you know, if your cortisol level is either too high or too low, it's going to affect your hormones. It's going to affect your thyroid. It's going to affect your estrogen, your progesterone, your testosterone. It's called the cortisol steal.
Right.
If your iron levels are off, let's say a woman who's perimenopausal and has heavy, frequent periods,
mm-hmm.
likely the ferritin is going to be low. And especially in those who have had a gastric bypass or gastric sleeve, it's really hard for our bodies to absorb those the iron out of our food. So it's really important to take a good look at an iron panel, because if your iron is low, it's going to be very hard to get to your goal weight.
Yes. That's that. Yeah. And a lot of people, I feel, don't even realize that, but it's so true.
Now, absolutely.
If you've been feeling stuck and blaming yourself, and this is to the listeners, I hope this conversation that, you know, it finally helps and makes all sense to you, because a lot of people get confused when it comes to when your body starts changing and we start going through different changes in our life. People are confused what's happening. They don't know what to do. And, you know, this conversation today is going to help make sense of it all. I want you to follow The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi right now. Every week, we bring you the experts who help you understand your body, advocate for your health, and help stop carrying the shame that was never yours to hold. Now, some of the biggest factors here aren't on a plate or in a gym at all. And I think, you know, this is going to surprise people, but you point out to things like stress, sleep, and something called metabolic adaptation. Now, how do stress and poor sleep actually affect the body in this picture?
So sleep is so important to let our bodies rest and reset. If we're not getting enough sleep, it affects our cortisol levels. And this is extremely common in women who are high functioning. They are doing all the things. They're taking care of the kids. They have a full-time job. They're shuffling their kids around, grabbing, you know, McDonald's on the way to soccer, things like that.
Yeah.
If you're not getting enough sleep, you are not going to be able to lose weight as effectively as you would if you were getting enough sleep. Right. So it's really important to get that sleep, or else your cortisol level is going to go up.
Right.
And whenever your cortisol level goes up, it makes it very hard to lose weight. That's our stress hormone.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and then on the opposite end, if you've been running like this for a long period of time, your adrenals finally stop working as well. You know, it's kind of like if you're running from a bear.
Yeah.
Your fight or flight instinct takes over whenever you see a bear running for you.
Right.
So you run away from the bear and hopefully get to safety. But if you keep running and running and running, sooner or later, you're going to run out of steam.
Yes.
And you're not going to be able to run anymore. And that's what your adrenals are doing. If you're in adrenal fatigue, it's going to be extremely hard to lose that weight.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. And then there's also a genetic standpoint too. If you know, we have this test that we can do that tells us exactly what kind of genetic makeup you have and what medications will work best.
Right.
If you are someone who is constantly grazing and, you know, you eat lunch and then an hour later you're hungry again, that's the hungry gut phenotype.
Yeah.
If you are an emotional eater, you eat when you're happy, you eat when you're sad, then you're the emotional eater phenotype. If you eat dinner and you stuff yourself so fast and you don't even realize that you're full, that's a hungry brain phenotype.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we can figure out which phenotype you are, it makes it easier for us to say, okay, here's what diet you would benefit from. Here's what medications you would benefit from.
Yeah.
Here's what workout you would benefit from.
I like that. That's a great piece of advice for people, because I think a lot of people don't take the time to analyze and realize that there are just three different types, first of all. And second of all, you know, it's different diets for different types, you know. And
exactly.
I think a lot of people don't realize that, you know, each person has to be individualized, and, you know, and that when the type you are really affects, you know, the way you should be eating. And
absolutely. Absolutely. I recommend this genetic test for everyone who is stalled out, or who comes to me and says, you know, I've tried GLP-1s before, but they didn't work. And so we take a look at, well, why didn't they work? Were they on a low dose the whole time?
Right.
Or were you really honestly doing everything you could and just couldn't lose? That's the time we need to do the genetic testing to figure out what's going to work best for you.
Right.
Not just the medication, but the diet and the exercise.
Exactly. And that's one thing I've seen in some people that take GLP-1s is that they're taking it. And I mentioned this to you earlier, but then they still have the same lifestyle and they're still eating the same that they did before they were taking it. And
right,
you might lose some weight. You know, I see people drop 30, 40 pounds and they're still doing the unhealthy habits they were doing before. But once they completely stop, they're going to gain all that weight back unless they change their lifestyle habits, which is...
It has to be a lifestyle change. It can't just be, you know, we'll try this for 6 weeks, you know, and these medications can be taken long term.
Right.
So If you're someone who has a family history of diabetes or you have it yourself, you're always going to probably need that support unless you can really, you know, buckle down and limit your carb intake every single day. It has to be a lifestyle change.
Right. And what is the metabolic adaptation in plain language so people understand why the body sometimes seems to, you know, fight back against their own efforts and why that's a normal, you know, physiological, you know, response, not a personal failure?
So your body just kind of gets adapted to what weight you are at. Mm-hmm. So it's really important whenever, let's say if you have a rubber band
right.
and you stretch it, it's going to maintain that shape as long as you stretch it. But the minute you let go, it's going to go back to where it's at.
Yeah.
So that rubber band has adapted to that shape.
Yes.
It's the same with our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to maintain the good diet, the healthy diet, you know, exercise at least 150 minutes a week. And you don't have to think of it like exercise.
Yeah.
Go ride your bike. Go swimming.
Yeah.
Do something fun that you enjoy. You know, I always tell my patients, think about what you did when you were younger that kept you active,
yeah.
that you enjoyed, and do that.
Exactly.
It doesn't have to be dragging yourself to the gym every day.
Right.
But if your body has adapted to being overweight, it's going to take a long time to adapt to being at that healthy weight. And so it's important. I always tell my patients, if you're on a GLP-1, don't just stop it.
Yeah.
You have to be on a maintenance dose. Make sure that your labs are optimal.
Right.
That everything is in balance and that your diet and exercise are consistent.
Right.
Before you want to come off. Your body needs at least 3 months to adapt to that new weight.
Right. Makes sense. Now, let's leave people with an empowerment and a real path forward, because understanding that, you know, is powerful, but the next steps are everything. So for women listening who are stuck and frustrated, what are the practical next steps that she can take, the kinds of things that she can bring to her own healthcare provider to start investigating the real causes?
It's super important to be an advocate for your own health. I can't stress this enough because I have so many patients who come to me because their PCP would not listen to them. So it's important to find the right provider who is going to listen to your concerns and draw the appropriate labs. You know, every woman needs a thyroid panel, an iron panel, cortisol, a 5-point or 4-point cortisol saliva test. They need, in addition to that, they need the CBC, the CMP, and a hormone panel that includes the estradiol, progesterone, testosterone, DHEA, SHBG. Ask for those specifically.
Yes.
Okay. If they don't want to hear you, find someone who will. Don't take no for an answer. You have to advocate for your own health.
I love that.
And there are providers out there who will listen. We are, you know, our Gen X, we are being loud and we are being listened to, but there's still work to be done.
Right. And you know what? I tell people all the time, listen, if you go to a doctor and that doctor is not listening, or that doctor, you just don't feel comfortable with the, you know, what they have to say or the results they've given, go and look for a second opinion, a third opinion.
Absolutely.
You know? Don't be, you know, afraid and think that you have to stick with what the first doctor says. If you don't feel it's right in your gut, get a second opinion, you know?
It's so frustrating to take time off work, block off your schedule, mm-hmm. fight traffic, go to the doctor, and then not be listened to.
Yes, 100%.
I've been there.
Yeah.
And that's why I founded my company, to be that voice or be that ear, that listening ear for patients who haven't been listened to yet.
Right. And that's what we need. That's what America needs. Now, how does she, you know, advocate for herself and ask the right questions so she walks into that appointment informed instead of just defeated?
Right. So you need to, if you're perimenopausal, keep track of your cycles. there's, you know, apps on your phone that you can keep track of.
Yeah.
You need to know exactly, you know, what your cycles are doing.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know exactly, you know, are they 60 days? Keep track of your symptoms as well.
Yes.
Okay. Keep track of the symptoms by day, because they do fluctuate and every menstrual cycle is different.
Yes.
You know, it may be 60 days this month and 30 days next month.
Right.
Exactly. Keep track of it and keep track of your symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go to your doctor or your nurse practitioner with those, you know, concrete data.
Yes.
Keep track of your calories. Keep mm-hmm. track how much protein you're eating, how much water you're drinking, what kind of exercises you're doing, so that you can come to them and say, this is exactly what I'm doing.
Yes.
I'm sleeping 7 or 8 hours at night. Here are my stress levels.
Right.
Here's what I'm experiencing. And I would like to have these labs drawn to see what's going on.
I love that. It's so important. You know, back in the day before we had all these apps, I used to just keep a calendar book and I used to just circle when I ovulated, when I menstruated. I used to keep track of the days and then I would Yes. write questions on the side. If I was curious about certain things, I'd write questions, or sometimes I'd look up and see what they, you know, what answers are given to me, and I'd write those answers down and then I would check with my doctor, because not all the time the answers that were given were correct. So, but I used to have all those notes with me. You know, and now it's so much easier.
More important.
Yeah, because you could just put it on your phone, and there's plenty of apps that do it, and you can write those questions in your notes, you know, or just bring them, you know, if you're comfortable with a notebook, get a notebook and write it all down. But I used to do that all the time, and it was so helpful to the doctor, because the more they know, the better they can help you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, you spend your days helping women who feel let down by their own bodies and too often, and, you know, by a system that just told them to eat less, move more, and about what truly is possible when she finally gets the right answers.
You know, the most important thing to know is that you're not alone. There are millions of women going through the same things, you know. If you stop any woman on the street, they're going to tell you, yes, I went through that, or I'm going through it right now.
Right.
It's very common. You're not alone and you're not a failure. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's not your fault
right.
that you're feeling this way. This is nature, but it doesn't have to be like this.
Yeah.
You don't have to feel like this. This is not a life sentence to being miserable for the rest of your life. And there is help.
Exactly.
You just have to find the right provider that fits you.
Yes.
And, you know, you'll get back to feeling yourself. I mean, there have been women who have been on, you know, hormones for 40 plus years
yeah.
that are in their 80s and they look like they're in their 50s. And it's just fantastic and inspiring to see that. And I really can't wait to see our generation of women in another 30 years and how amazing we're all going to be once we get our hormones adjusted and normalized.
I agree. Now, where can people find you? And also, most important, what are the services that you provide?
So our website is maverickmedicalcare.com, and we focus on weight loss, and we focus on hormone replacement therapy from a functional medicine standpoint. So whenever you book an appointment with us, we're not just going to, you know, send a prescription and see you in 3 months. We're really going to dig and see what's really going on with you. And you know, GLP-1s may not be the best fit for you. You know, we'll do genetic testing if you choose to do that. We have, you know, tons of functional medicine testing at our fingertips that we can order for you. So our main job is to listen to our patients and really hear them and, you know, help them get to feeling like themselves again.
I love that. And from, you know, from today's conversation, if there's one thing you'd like people to walk away from, you know, with something important to remember, what would be the one thing you want them to remember from this conversation?
I would say that if you're struggling with perimenopause or menopausal symptoms, start taking care of it now, because a year from now, you will have regretted it.
Yes.
Because it's honestly not going to go away. And the sooner you find out what your body's doing, where your lab levels are, the sooner you're going to start feeling like yourself again.
Yeah, 100%. Now, it turns out, you know, a stall was never proof that you failed or that your body is broken. It's a signal, one with real identifiable reasons, and reasons can be understood and addressed. And Farah Christian has built her work around helping women find those answers and stop carrying shame that was never theirs. And today, she reminds us all that, you know, that this problem is real. It's lasting health that begins with understanding, not blame. And I want to thank you so much, Farah, for being on the show today and telling our listeners where they can find you once again so they remember where to go.
Yes, it is maverickmedicalcare.com.
I love it. And if this episode has helped you finally make sense, share it with a woman in your life who has been feeling stuck and blaming herself. She needs to hear this. And I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. You know, it's so important that people actually understand what's going on with their body, because surprisingly, a lot of women don't understand what's going on with their body when they hit, you know, their menopausal stages in life. And some women are very fearful of, you know, making changes, you know, going to see a doctor, finding out what actually is wrong, the fear of knowing, the fear of change, the fear of trying something that they might not be familiar with. And there's so much controversy out there and people saying one thing and another person saying another thing. You know, the truth needs to come out and people need to understand what these things truly are about, the impacts it can make in your life. And it might not be right for everyone, but a lot of people can benefit from it. And I've been on hormone therapy for over 15 years, and it's helped me personally. It's helped me tremendously. And
absolutely.
You know, I've worked with, you know, my doctors and I've they helped me, and, you know, it's been a wonderful change in my life. So, you know, I am a true believer and I believe in what you're saying because I lived it. And
I've lived it as well. And, you know, I feel so much better now than I did 10 years ago.
Yeah, me too. Me too. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for coming on the show. I hope you'll be back and we can dive deeper into a lot of these topics that we mentioned.
Absolutely.
And I really enjoyed having you on the show. And thank you for sharing your wisdom.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And you have a great day.
You too.